Technology is everywhere you look right now. From the moment you open your eyes in your bedroom, relaxing in your living room, driving your car, in your workplace, your kids have them. It is everywhere. And now there's a plan for it to reach new levels. It's not necessarily a brand new plan, but when Mark Zuckerberg says things and plans things, look, often they happen. So what is his big plan? Steve Sammartino is your morning's regular and futurist. He's here to break it down for you. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, Kaya?
Oh, good. So people are talking about Mr. Zuckerberg again because he made an address last week or an ad. It was a it was a product placement video thing. What is
an
he trying?
Ad, wasn't it? What it was a launchy kind of ad.
It was very Silicon Valley.
Yes.
What was he launching?
So he's launching, they call it Ray-Ban Stories, not Facebook, but they're essentially a pair of smart sunglasses where Facebook has teamed up with Ray-Ban. And by the way, if I was Ray-Ban, I wouldn't have teamed up with Facebook, just saying quietly. with a new set of smart glasses. Now, they're not first. They're sort of well down the track. There was famously Google Glass, and there was the Snapchat Spectacles, which are still limping along.
What?
Yes, and Snapchat had spectacles. They've still got them. But they've it's smart glasses with a camera, microphones, speaker, all of the things that you could expect so that we could share our most intimate moments without having to reach for our smartphone, and we could take photos and videos straight from our sunglasses. And the difference with the Facebook sunglasses versus others we've seen on the market, the smart glasses, is that they, you know, they really look the same as normal sunglasses. Very, very difficult to tell that they're not normal sunglasses. And they're already available for Australia, in Australia, and they're relatively cheap. They're $450 in Australia, and they look like normal sunglasses. And Facebook thinks that they'll make a more open and connected world. What could possibly go wrong?
So you will still need your phone. It's not like you can use them to check into the QR code. It really is just about video and photos?
Yeah, actually, you do need your phone. So your phone becomes this anchor device where you'll download an app. And once you've downloaded the app and the glasses are on, then it can send things directly to your Facebook feed or your Instagram feed, so only the properties that live within the Facebook ecosystem, that is brands and apps that Facebook own, which, you know, famously include Instagram and WhatsApp. And then later on, if you wanted, you could download the videos and the pictures to your smartphone. It also has the ability to listen to podcasts and listen to radio, so it's got speakers and microphones as well that are near the ears.
Hey, we've just got a really interesting text, Steve.
Yeah.
Can I read this to you?
Far away. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, this text says, I was sworn to secrecy, but I guess they're trying to sell them. And I can say something if you don't mention my name. We're not going to. Just over 2 months ago, I was in a tester panel for these glasses. To the best of my knowledge, they only directly link to your Facebook photo or short movie clip. They cannot take your regular photographs unless you're linked to Facebook. The functions we use our telephone camera for are a broader range. You can put your camera in places where your glasses cannot go, like photographing the prices of the products on the bottom shelf in the supermarket so you can read them, and other useful camera functions. They are dark tinted glasses, not suitable for indoors unless you want to be conspicuous. The easiest option is to activate them by giving a verbal instruction, but there is control on the arm, which I found too easy to bump when putting the glasses on and off. I'm a bit better than a Luddite, but not a genius when it comes to technical equipment, and I didn't feel afterwards that I'm going to rush out and be an early adopter. You still need to have a phone or tablet to load your eyeglasses photos to, and these pictures are intended for Facebook and Facebook-owned media use. Do not use my name. I was sworn to secrecy. Amazing. I love that insight.
That's a good summary. It's a really good summary of where they're at. I mean, I know that you can definitely download the photos later on from your tablet and your phone into your own camera roll. But yeah, that's basically what it is. And it's really, Facebook have launched them because Facebook is subservient to the hardware. So they need Apple and they need Google, otherwise they can't access their, you know, 2.8 billion consumers within their ecosystem. And so there's a real battle on to develop a piece of hardware where they can have a direct connection with their consumers. And so they've done that with the Facebook portal. You might remember they launched a camera and little video system that you can sit in your kitchen or your lounge room to talk to and have live video in your house, which is not creepy at all. And now they've got the Ray-Ban sunglasses, which are designed to be, I guess, conspicuous is the right word, right? That's where they're designed. Whereas Google Glass was, though, I don't know if you remember them, they were really looked like something out of an evil Star Trek villain.
Yeah, someone else has texted in saying Google's glasses were a flop for camera privacy reasons.
Were.
Smart eyewear without all the main features. They were ugly, this texter says, ugly AF, and they just couldn't do what you actually needed them to do.
Yeah, that's right. And then you've got Snap. There's a more sort of like steampunk kind of looking Burning Man sort of style where their founder, Evan Spiegel, said he wanted them to look not like glasses on purpose so that people would know that you're filming. Because I guess in many ways, there's the one thing with a smartphone is that there's this social convention. Well, we know when we're outdoors, we could be on camera at any point in time, but we see someone holding up their phone. We know they
it's
reach
a bit of
for it. They hold it up. This theatre, and that we know and they know, and we almost like we've accepted that. And that's a really, it's only a micro step, but it's a really important step that's different from glasses. And the Google one failed because they looked so sort of creepy and inconspicuous, but I think that. Glasses would be really useful, but I don't think in a social context. I think more in a work context.
But if we can only wear them outside, there's not a great point if they're not transition lenses.
Yeah, that's right. And so I think they're designed to be when you're outdoors and doing things in a way where this is what Facebook says.
That's reaching badly to your phone planned during lockdown, isn't it? Because I'm not getting outdoors, Steve.
They need some lockdown clear lenses from Facebook. Lockdown clear lenses
so
for all those indoor moments with the five people. Yeah,
the sourdough that you are making yet again.
That's right. So, yeah, well, see, that's the problem, Kaya, because what you need on these glasses for them to truly be smart is not taking photos. You need augmented reality. So, and that's what the Google Glass had. So you need to be able to see the recipe of the sourdough while you're making it, right, and
of
give
course.
You advice and speak to you and have almost like a virtual layer that sits on top of the sourdough that's instructing you. And the Facebook glasses lack virtual reality or augmented reality. And that's actually what the Google Glass had. And so Google Glass are now relaunching theirs as an industrial kind of product. So theirs are going to be, you know, $1,500, and they're using them for industrial settings. So you might wear them in a factory where it gives you information about the factory, or in a retail store where it could give you data on the shelf and what you're filling, or if you're a mechanic working on a car or an electrician, it could give you the layout inside a house that you're looking at for the wiring. And that really makes sense, right, because it's enhancing where you need your hands and you can't grab your phone, but it gives you phone-like data, and I feel like that makes sense, but this privacy incursion that we get from the smart glasses, which, by the way, you know Bob Dylan? He was the guy who made Ray-Bans famous. We were just listening to him.
Yeah.
And Bob Dylan is a revolutionary, and I'm sure he wouldn't want to wear Ray-Bans anymore if Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg is spying through them. That was like, did you plan that, Kaya?
No, I didn't. I didn't. We're just
He was the guy who made Ray-Bans famous, and it's the Ray-Ban model that they're using for this.
There you go.
Wow.
It's all coming together.
Kaya. It really is.
Bless you. Thanks for that review. 5 stars. Would talk again. Who's going to want them then? Like, if they don't do everything we need, is it just going to be, you know, like the tech nerds, like, and I use that with all the love, who like to try these things and collect these things that are going to want these at the moment? Everyday folks, it's not going to be super useful?
Yeah, so here's what I think. And everyone within the tech community is saying that these things are dead on arrival, right? The Snap glasses, the spectacles, Snapchat last year had to write off $40 million worth of raw materials because they were outdated. They're still trying to sell them. Google Glass failed and they're relaunching theirs as a industrial setting. I can't see them succeeding. I just can't. And I don't want them to succeed. Mm. I mean, people say to me, oh, Steve, you're into tech. Aren't you all for every tech? No. I'm actually about getting the tech that serves humanity, not tech that serves large technology companies. And I think the person who wants them is Mark Zuckerberg. I don't think anyone asked for them. I don't think anyone wants them. And I think that what we need to get better at as a society is shaping the technology to serve us. So not all tech proposals are good. Some are fantastic and they enhance our lives. And some are just overstepping the mark. I mean, we're already concerned with what our phone can do. This just feels like it's got a lot of potential issues. And we know what they are long before they happen. And I think Facebook, with their reputation of privacy incursions, you know, they shouldn't really be trusted with this. And I just can't see them succeeding. I mean, maybe I'll be wrong. I'm not sure. But well, it feels like it's something that no one asked for.
Long term, Steve, are they looking at replacing the smartphone? Is this sort of the first step to us not having a phone anymore?
Yeah. So look, this is the inevitable part of this, Kai. And I'm a firm believer that the smartphone will eventually be replaced. And I think in the real long term, we'll end up with contact lenses that can do everything a smartphone can do. I know that sounds crazy, but with nanotechnology, we will certainly be able to have even more power than our smartphones present in contact lenses where there won't be any device that we have to touch or hold. That probably combined with some sort of a neural lace which permanently augments our brains and connects us to the internet. And so the race is on to find what happens in a post-smartphone era. Now, I don't think it'll be smart glasses, but there certainly will be something. And whoever wins it, you know, it's a multi-trillion dollar opportunity. And I think that's what this race is all about.
Steve, always great to catch up. Thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure.
Steve Sammartino, your regular guest, your futurist, taking a look at just what we might expect.